Well, praise the Lord. All things are great before the Lord, and we come before you and just say, our God is a great God. Listen, beloved, today is a great day that the Lord has made, and we must shall always rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that God has set aside. Many things that happened today, we just say want to praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, with the lifting of your hands, you give nothing but praise to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, one thing I want to just say right quick before we get off into what God has blessed us with. I have something to give you. I love you. I love you. I love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, Father, we thank you once again. We come, sir, to say thanks for this radio program and for the audience that's going to be listening and for the greater audience that you're going to use to reach to tell the untold. This is the time, Father, when we just bow before you and we say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Whether we see it, but we believe it. And we thank you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, several things. As I was reading the scriptures, I was beginning to give God some glory. And as I began to read Psalm 48, and as I was reading Psalm 48, give great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains and the holiness. So I look and I say, okay, that's got to be something God points out. Seven different things that we as believers must do. Amen? So the more we can see what God is doing in us, through us, number one, he said, let us first Mount Zion rejoices. Hallelujah. The place where God would dwell. The place where God would dwell. Let the daughters of Judah be glad. Walk down. See, we're going to walk down in Zion, shouting hallelujah, praise the living God. Nobody but our God. There's no God like our God, the only true and living God. He's the God that said, I am that I am, and besides me, there is none other. We just want to praise you, Father, and thank you. And see, the other things that go, excuse me, go round about. We got to march around and just give God the glory. See, I see myself as getting busy giving God nothing but just a praise, a walking in the Psalm 48. And I will finish. It says, tell me toward thereof. Tell God. You're a great God. Hallelujah. Somebody out there. Somebody. Because when you read the book of Psalms, verses 48, and you go, great is the God, great is the Lord, and great is to be praised. And see, one other thing is say, mark well with a bulwark. Watch where you walk, how you talk, what you do. Keep your eyes on him, keep thoughts on him, and remember, he's the only one. Lastly, consider her places. God has prepared a place for those. Jesus said, I have prepared a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. So with this, I just want to thank God. We have our speaker coming on right now from New Jersey. She has a word of God from us. And God bless you and God keep you. Go ahead, sister.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm blessing you.
I'm blessed as well.
The Lord. Okay.
Do I need to take it off speaker?
No, go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you.
And we lift your name.
We lift your name
high tonight. We lift it above every situation and circumstance, every issue, ongoing thing in our life. We cast our care on you, for you care for us. And Lord God, we just surrender ourselves, Lord God, to you. And Lord God, speak through us. Give us a word in due season. We welcome you, precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we thank you for being in our midst tonight, speaking through us. And we declare that we will not be hindered by any satanic or demonic force. We bind
Amen.
The devil right now in the name of
My
Jesus and all of his assignments, and we loose the plan and purpose of God, a plan of peace and of good to give us an expected end. And we just praise you for that, Lord God. We thank
Amen.
You that you've given us the keys that we can bind and loose. And we bind that enemy, and we loose all of heaven. We loose the angels to go forth. We loose your plans and purposes to bring the manifestation of your promises to pass in our lives. And, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word in advance. And we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. And we give you the praise and the glory. And we ask you to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8:31. I have a testimony tonight.
All right.
I was really feeling kind of strange. I didn't know what was going on since Thanksgiving. My back feel tight, and my head started hurting. I would wake up with some bad headaches in the middle of the night. I thought I had a crook in my neck.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just felt wrong, and it just... I was just thinking it just taking a while to get it out.
Yeah.
And I laid down a few times, and a few times when I laid down, the room would start spinning. And I said, Lord, man, what is this? I don't receive this in the name of Jesus. I was rebuking it. You get on out of here, spinning room, or whatever it is, in Jesus' name. So I got went to see this Chinese doctor in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he put his hand on my head back there with the... where it seemed to be tight and the crook was, he said, have you been dizzy or have you been having headaches? I said, yeah, I have. He said, did you know that this tension that you have in your neck and in your head have been cutting off the circulation of blood flowing to your brain?
My God.
I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, that devil is alive.
He is alive.
Do you know, that night that I went home, I hurt the worst that I ever heard from this time, from Thanksgiving to now. And the next morning, I went to the emergency room, and they immediately hooked up the morphine and everything. I mean, it was just, you know, and they were checking me for a stroke. And they gave me a CAT scan on my head and on my neck. And, you know, the bottom line is the devil is a lie.
He
tries to do is he wants you to focus on everybody around you. He wants you to focus on your circumstances and situations. He wants you to focus on the bad and not the good.
My
he
God.
Wants you to see everything in a negative way. And
yes.
See, that's his plan. But see, God has another plan.
All right, all
and
right.
It ain't no another plan. Let me get my words straight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. It ain't no another plan. God has the plan. Only
the
thing
plan.
The devil do is try to mimic and counterfeit what God has already put into play in our lives. And
amen,
put into,
amen.
You know, God is the only creator here. The devil can't create nothing. So what he wants us to do, see, God says, those who keep their minds stayed on me, what he going to do with them? He going to keep us in perfect peace. And see, that's something we have to watch. You better watch where your mind is going. You better watch what you've got to watch that. And you got to keep your mind stayed on him. Amen?
Amen.
And it's through whatever we go through, because the bottom line is we don't have no control.
No control.
God
whatsoever.
Is in control. And see,
yes.
we have pledged our allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, if he's going to be Lord, he's going to have to be Lord of all.
Amen.
And we don't have no control over that. We are surrendering to him.
Amen.
And see, you know what? As I look back on that time from Thanksgiving to now, I can see And I'm just going to open my closet up because, see, I'm going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.
Amen.
I'm going to open it up because I was focusing on a lot of stuff, focusing on what's going on over here, what's this happening, and focusing on everything but keeping my mind stayed on the Lord. And that's what will happen. You'll end up having a stroke. You'll end up having so much tension in you that you don't know what's going on. That's what that is. I tell you what, I feel good today.
Amen.
I went through healing scriptures. I just started saying them. I started highlighting them. I started looking at them on the phone. You know what? I was keeping my mind stayed on him, wasn't it?
Yes.
It works. It's just like, and now I'm going to get to a scripture in a little bit. Just let me get it all
out. Take your time.
You know, when Peter walked on water, see, Jesus had been up in the mountains praying, and he told him before he left to go pray, I'm going to the, you all go on to the other side. Well, after he got through praying, he started walking on the water, and in the meantime, the disciples out there in the boat, they done hit a big storm. And here comes Jesus walking on the water. And they couldn't see, okay, what is this walking on the water?
Oh, God.
And here's and Peter, when he recognized who it was, he got up and said, hey, Jesus, call me out there. I think I would have been like Peter, too. I want to walk on the water. And
so when Peter
stepped out that boat, he was actually walking on the water.
The water.
But when he got distracted by those waves and the wind, and he started looking at the wave and the wind, he took his eyes off Jesus, that's when he sank. That's what happens to us as Christians that have put our belief and our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens to us as Christians when we take our eyes off of the Lord.
Yes.
And we go to trying to grab the steering wheel.
Yes. My mind.
We're going to sink every time. That's just the bottom line. You know, God has done everything to reconcile us back to him. He's done it. It's about him. It's about keeping our eyes on him. It's about us being in Christ. We got to stay in Christ. We got to keep our eyes on him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is the key to this living in holiness.
Yes.
If we're going to keep our eyes on the situation, on the promotion, on trying to get stuff, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get it.
No.
You're going to get it. But it ain't going to be what you think it's going to be when you get it.
Michael.
And see, the thing about it is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
You're not going to find that nowhere else.
Nowhere.
It's only with Jesus. Now, Buddha ain't got it. I done checked all that. I even had a Quran one time. I was looking into being a Muslim. It ain't in there. Ain't no Savior. Ain't no Lord. Ain't no keep your eyes on me and I'll give you perfect peace. Ain't none of that in there.
It's not in there.
If you go to looking at this Hinduism and this Hare Krishna and all this with this you know, reincarnation.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pay for the stuff you did in this world and this karma. Karma gonna get you. You know. You're gonna get the payback. But baby, when you repent and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I will remember your sins no more. He said, I throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. He said, you just come confess to me. He ain't talking about nobody in no booth now. I don't know if I could make it as a Catholic. They beat and burnt my little confession booth up. You know, I run the priest out of there. He'd be like, what is this in this confession booth confessing? She done laid out too much stuff. I can't play church. If I had to go over there and confess, I'd give it all to him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They'd be running out of there after I got through with him. But he said, confess your sins to me, and I'm faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
You know, God, the God of the Bible, is a one-stop shop. and he did it all. And he asked us to just believe, trust, rely on him, surrender your life. He is the one that fixed us. It ain't no self-help that you can go down there and fix all that, a church attendance, or wear your long dress with your socks and tennis shoes on, or put your hair in a bun with a dolly on top of your head. That ain't it either. It's about believing. You know, we can make a lot of lists in these denominations, and it ain't even in the Bible. Come on, help me, somebody.
Let's just stick to the word.
And the thing about it is God has already done everything for us. He came down here and died on the cross.
Yes.
And he came down here and put flesh on it. That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So see, he's the mighty God. He's the comforter.
Yes, he is.
He's the counselor.
Yes, he is.
The Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father.
Teach, sister. Amen. Teach. Amen.
And see, you know, I find myself being the subject all the time. I don't have no problem with it. Because I'm going to get free. I ain't got nothing to hide, baby. I open that closet and T-Rex, come on out of there. So, see, your bone's supposed to be at the museum, not in my closet.
I love the way you said that.
You know, and the thing about it is, you know, I have learned a lot from men and women who confessed their faults to me and told me how the Lord brought them out. That has been the greatest teacher in my life. You know, people that, you know, can just tell you, hey, you know what, I dealt with that same sin and this is what happened and I got tripped up and here's how the Lord brought me out. You know, because we get in these churches and we get saved and stuff and we act like we ain't never done nothing. You know, and I used to be with the homeless ministry at Times Square Church in New York City. And I'd be out there talking while they handed them out some hot dogs. And folks be looking at me real funny when I give them my testimony. Like, you did that? Yeah, I did that. But you know what? The great part about it is that God delivered me.
Yes.
And he can deliver you too.
Yes, he can.
And see, Mary Magdalene had one of the most powerful testimonies. Testimonies. Woman, a prostitute.
Wow.
Sitting up here with seven demons. Seven. Operating.
Seven.
In full force. Full force. Full force.
Full force.
And you can't tell me nothing is impossible with God.
Nothing.
He can deliver anybody out of anything.
Yes.
He is able. He is able.
He is able. My God.
We have some mighty examples in the Bible. You know, those disciples, they wasn't the most, the most likely to succeed either. You know, you had Matthew there, the tax collector. You know, he was stealing. You got Jesus stealing. You got a whole bunch. You had a few thieves in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of them was fishermen, and you know, fishermen wasn't the smartest bunch of people.
No.
You know, it wasn't like you went to the Ivy League school to get your disciples. It's like Jesus chose some of the lowly people of the world to hang out with.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what we, when we look with our eyes of flesh, our eyes of the world, we look at people like that. You know, we classify them. Well, you up here, you in the 10 spot, and that one over there in the 3 spot, and this one down here on Vivo. You know, and that's how we do each other. We class each other out, you know. And that's not right either. God ain't called us to treat each other like that. But, you know, I just thank God for his deliverance tonight because I'm sitting up here feeling very good. I mean, I haven't felt this good in over a month. And I said, you know what, Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for it. And you know what, I'm blessed that I didn't have a stroke.
I thank God.
I'm blessed.
Amen.
And, you know, all I can do is just give him the glory. You know, I was walking through the subway today and it was just tears in my eyes seeing all these homeless people everywhere. You know, and you know, you can see the glass. See, there's ways we can look at things. We can look at the glass half empty or we can look at it half full. And that's what we need to do tonight. And that's what I had to do with myself, you know, seeing all this around me, because I don't want to be callous to just pass by and just not even notice these people. You know what? I said, Lord, what to do when I see these folks? Because I see this every day. You know what? You can pray. You can pray for them when you see them. You may not have money to give every one of them, but you can sure pray for them. You know, so I can do what the Lord has called me to do. You know, and the thing about it is we don't have to see this glass as half empty, because it's always half full in Christ. There's always a solution. God has a solution to everything.
Everything.
And the thing about it is if we would stay in our place and get in our position, like the prophet told Jehoshaphat, see, if we could stay in our position, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Just get in your position.
My God.
I thank God for that kind of word. It's very simple. Pray for him.
Amen.
A simple prayer. Lord, have mercy. You know, I see them all kind of ways, all ages, all colors. And the thing about it, it's just like our situation, too. You can look at your situation and see the negative all day long. But how about taking the positive approach and believing God for everything in your life? Believing God for the wayward family members, believing God for whatever's going on in your life, you know, being able to give a positive report to people that you come in contact with every day, exalting the name of the Lord. You know, that's the way to look at things when we're in Christ. You know, we cannot let the enemy blind us or just kind of, you know, just throw some blinders on us. We've been too blessed. If we're born again, we've been too blessed. And if you just open your eyes, you can see what the Lord is doing in your life.
Praise the living God.
So, amen. I wanted to hear tonight Romans 8:31.
Romans 8:31.
And it says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Who can? My God.
I praise the Lord for that word. If God be for us. And he is for you. He is for me. He's for you, Dr. Hunter, when you make Jesus Lord of your life. God is for us. I don't care what we get involved in or what happens to us, we're always able to cry out to God, and he will not leave us nor forsake us. If God be for us, it's more than the world against us. You know, and getting a scripture like this, I mean, just really sunk down in you, just saturated in you, where it's just coming out of you at times when things are not going right, at times when things seem like they may be falling apart. And you say from your soul, what shall we then say to these things? This thing that's going on in my life, this thing around me, the situations and circumstances that's happening. If God be for us, who can be against me? I'm going to say that personally. If God is for me, who can be against me? That's a bold approach, isn't it?
It is.
And that's where we are. We should be bold about it. This is the word of God. That's what it says. You know what? I think I'm going to take that up as my confession scripture every day. If God is for me, who can be against me? That really levels out the playing field right there. Matter of fact, that's a cheat for you. That push us on up. We got an advantage. We're walking in the favor of God. Because he's looking to see who's expecting him in a situation. The Bible says he looks back and forth throughout the earth to see who's expecting him. Well, Lord, I'm expecting you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm happy to be here tonight.
There
were so many reasons why I shouldn't have been here.
I know it.
But God. But God.
But God.
And amen, amen. And you know, God is an awesome God. You know, he's our helper, and he's an ever-present help in time of need. And you know, if you could just Google that word help, it's all through the Bible about God being our helper. Now, if you got God as your helper, now come on, somebody. That's the best help in the world, and that's the best help to solve every situation. You know, in Hebrews 13 and 6, Hebrews 13 and 6 says that so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do to me.
Amen. My. Ah!
Amen.
Amen. Our sister, praise the Lord. You know I'm excited. I'm here putting some stuff on Facebook because this woman gave her testimony. Oh, God bless her. The enemy tried to put her down, but she gave God, she gave the devil the word of God, and he flees. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. He's an awesome God.
He's an awesome God.
Amen. And you know that has to be our stance that we take, and we not move from that, because God is for us.
Amen.
And you know what? And then when you look at that scripture, who can be against us? And that's a question. Who is stronger than God? Who is mightier than God? That's a good question.
Nobody.
That's a good question for you to think about. I mean, really take this scripture in and think about it. You know, starting at it again, it says, what shall we then say to these things? See, these things. It's a whole lot of things. If God is before us, who can be against us? And that's a good question that you should have. Dealing with every situation, everybody you come in contact with, even those bodies that's trying to tell you, you know, you're not good enough, or you're not this, or you're not that, or trying to criticize you, put you down on the job, or try to get your pink slip, all these type of things. If God be for me, who can be against me? You know, you got a court date. You going in there, and you know. That you are the underdog, or you know that this situation or circumstance, you can't see no way out of it. But you stand back for a minute and let's take a look at this word. If God be for you, if God be for us, who can be against us? And like I said earlier, we need to make this thing personal. If God be for me, if God be for me, who can be against me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord.
I'm seeing this scripture not like I ever saw it before. And I think we need to take a very serious look at that. Because, see, the world has all these networking things going on. And you know, if you're not in that network, you know, you won't get that promotion, or you won't be able to leverage yourself in a certain job or a certain place or a certain home in a certain neighborhood, these type of things. You know, they got these clubs and cliques and all that stuff going on. Well, this right here trumps that big time. If God be for us, who can be against us? Not that we're trying to get into all that, but if God have a place for us there, which, you know, you can't touch that.
Amen.
If
God be for us. My.
These things that, you know, the enemy is trying to bring in your life. You know, that he try to put on your children, things like that. You know what? Sometimes I'll stand up in my house and say, wait a minute now. If God be for me, who can be against me? You got the court papers in your hand. You got the bills in your hand. I mean, whatever situation you're going through, you might even have the crack pipe in your hand. You know, come on now. This is the word of God. mean,
amen.
Hey, if we're going to be believers, let's believe it all. If God did for me. You know, this thing is out of control. You know, if we get in a situation where situations get out of our control, which we don't have control over nothing but ourselves, and sometimes we don't even control ourselves real good. But bottom line, if God be for me, who can be against me? Now it's time for us to get cocky. Cocky right on this word. You know, we can be bold Christians, and we can stand up. Ain't nobody talking about going out there acting a fool, but we can stand straight up and declare this word in the face of problems, situations, circumstance, addiction, need healing in my body. If God be for me, this pain gonna stop. How is this pain gonna be against me?
My God.
I mean, when it first hit me, I really didn't understand what it was. You know, but I tell you what, I had amazing men of God pull these scriptures out for me, and I went through them things one by one, and then I started looking them up on my phone and highlighting them.
Amen.
If God be for me, who can be against me?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I'm rewriting what I put on the Facebook. And you got me so excited. You got me so excited. Thank God for your word. I thank God for your persistence. And because the woman gave a testimony how God blessed her. The enemy tried to put her down, but she quoted the living word in her, and the devil immediately left. Wow. Praise God. Romans 8:31. Who shall we say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow.
Woo! Hallelujah.
See, that's going around the world. Somebody ought to hear what God is saying.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Father, right now, I just come before you, and I thank you for the testimony that our beloved sister gave tonight. I want to thank you for what she's done, how she's done it. And she stayed firm. She stayed true to the word. And the devil lost again.
Hallelujah.
The devil lost again. Satan, don't you know you can't win? You're fighting against a losing battle. We have God on our side. You need to leave us alone. You need to go about your business. Leave us alone. But we are overcomers in Jesus' name. And Father, I want to thank you this night for the testimony. Not only for, but plenty who will come and will ask, what shall we do? I want to thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, my sister, until the next time, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. But I want you to become a partner with me in prayer, okay?
Amen.
Become my partner, okay? God bless you, and I'll talk with you later, okay?
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
D63H03 Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21 and 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sickness. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13-14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14, and then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in one with the Holy Place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh. Australia. Inside the 16-hour hostage crisis and explosive police raid that ended it, plus how far these troubled teens have come since we first met them several months ago. Coming up on this CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Coming up, terror in Sydney, Australia. Inside the 16-hour hostage crisis and explosive police raid that ended it. Plus, how far these troubled teens have come since we first met them several months ago. Coming up on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Coming up, terror in Sydney, Australia. Inside the 16-hour hostage crisis and explosive police raid that ended it. Plus, how far these troubled teens have come since we first met them several months ago. Coming up on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Coming up, terror in Sydney, Australia. Inside the 16-hour hostage crisis and explosive police raid that ended it. Plus, how far these troubled teens have come since we first met them several months ago. Coming up on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.